My name is Anastasia Lin. I am a Canadian actress. I've taken on roles in film and television shows that depict human rights abuses in China. And to prepare, I speak with those who have suffered, including Falun Gong practitioners. These are not criminals. These are people who believe in truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. I wanted to speak for those in China who are beaten, burned, electrocuted for holding their beliefs. People in prison who eat rotten food with blister fingers because they dare have conviction. I campaigned for the title Miss World Canada on a human rights platform. Recent events leave me worried for my family who are still in China. I had to choose between silence and my hope for a better China. And then I remembered, silence helps no one. Silence feeds terror. I think if every Chinese can speak up and let the Chinese government know that when they do such things, they will have a cost. So yes, I am a beauty queen. And probably the only beauty queen in history that has ever been declared persona non grata by any country. I was born in China. When I was there, I believed everything I was taught. And then I moved to Canada. And I was given the rarest gift, a chance to reconstruct my outlook on the world. I wanted to find out what had been hidden from me. So I searched for all the terms that was deemed sensitive terms by our school teachers in China. I watched videos of the brutal persecution of Tiananmen Massacre in 1989. This is an event that has been almost erased from the memories of Chinese citizens' mind. I also learned about the persecution of Falun Gong. In the late 1990s, 70 to 100 million Chinese people were practicing this peaceful meditation practice of the Buddha school. Rooted in the principle of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, it offered an alternative to communist atheist dogma and money worship. And initially, it was supported by the government as a way to improve health. Unfortunately, Falun Gong's popularity and independence from state control came to be viewed as a threat by the ruling party, challenging its absolute control over the hearts and minds of Chinese citizens. As anyone who is familiar with modern Chinese history would know, that the party tolerates no ideological competition, however benign. So in 1999, the Communist Party launched a systematic and sustained persecution that permeates every level of society that is aimed to eradicate this group. In a recent report, Freedom House wrote that hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have been detained without trial, making them the largest group of prisoners of conscience in China, if not the world. The party have officially sanctioned the use of torture to force these people to renounce their beliefs, resulting in a huge number being killed in custody. A far-reaching campaign of hatred propaganda and misinformation was used to vilify and dehumanize Falun Gong practitioners. After learning all this, I realized that I've been lied to all my life. Under the influence of China's state-run media and education system, I was made to feel hate and contempt toward my country's true heroes, these people who are willing to risk their lives for higher principles. Worse still, I was made to participate in the indoctrination of others. As a student leader in China, my role was to organize my classmates to watch hatred propaganda videos. The Chinese Communist Party tries to make all Chinese complicit of its crimes. Learning that you have been deceived for so long is such a profound indignity. Perhaps that is why so many Chinese people continue to struggle to accept the truth even after they leave China. It is a profound embarrassment to learn that your whole belief system was based on lies. And once I came to understand this, I wanted to find a way to contradict it, a way to not only defy it, but to also speak up for the Chinese, brave Chinese citizens who have been vilified for their heroism. And eventually, I chose acting as the medium for this effort. I looked for roles that moved me, that shed light on what is happening in China today, from official censorship to corruption that led to shoddy school buildings that crushed thousands of children during the Sichuan earthquake. Some people believe that I have damaged my career by taking these roles. Many Chinese actors who were offered parts in these productions backed out over fears of reprisal from the Chinese Communist Party. My most recent film, The Bleeding Edge, I depicted a woman who refused to renounce her belief, and as a result, she was killed in custody and her organs sold for profit. As harrowing as it sounds, this is what happened to thousands of Chinese prisoners of conscience. Consider this. China performs far in excess of 10,000 organ transplants per year. Yet there's virtually no voluntary organ donation. Hospitals promise that they can obtain a kidney, a liver, a heart within a matter of weeks. Authorities claim that these organs come from death row inmates, people who are convicted of capital crimes. But there aren't nearly enough death row inmates to supply such a large number of organ transplants. Noting this disparity, researchers try to find the true source of the organ, and they have concluded that tens of thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners, as well as a number of Uyghurs, Tibetans, and house Christians have been killed so their organs can be sold to the lucrative transplant industry in China. Learning this was a humbling experience. I came to feel that my role is to be these victims' voice, the people who have been disenfranchised, suffocated by state power. So I decided to run for a Miss World competition, whose motto is beauty with purpose. And to my greatest surprise, I was crowned Miss World Canada last May. My determination and resolve was immediately tested. My father, who still lives in China, was threatened by the state security agents. They tried to use him to pressure me to abandon my human rights concern. It nearly worked. I almost gave up. But then I remembered this. If I give in to fear, there's no way I will ever find out what could have happened if I have done the right thing. So I continued speaking out, and as a result, I was honorably declared persona non grata by Chinese government and barred from entering Miss World final contest in China last December. My experience is not a unique experience. Chinese people all around the world continue to feel the long, cold, iron arms of the Communist Party. The party have specialized agencies working to ensure that Chinese people living abroad continue to adhere to the correct political view. If people step out of line, we risk endangering our families back home. And not just Chinese people who face this pressure. Western journalists, academics, who bravely dares to report about Chinese issue critically and honestly, they will be denied a visa to enter China. And as anyone who's familiar with the movie business these days, some Hollywood studios are kowtowing to China, trading artistic integrity for market access. We in the West have failed to impose real cost on human rights abuses by the Chinese Communist Party. China's rulers have learned that no matter how extreme its human rights abuses, they will face no cost, political or economic. We have taught the Chinese Communist regime that they can abuse, imprison, and kill their own citizens with impunity. I want to end by showing you one of the hardest scenes for me to film, in the movie The Bleeding Edge. Let's take a look.
你还绝不绝食？你有没有妻子儿女？他们如果遭受这样的经历，你是什么感受？你为什么要当医生？是为了迫害好人吗？
何苦受这个罪呢？
我们这样子对你，你恨不恨我们？不恨。
This was very hard for me to deliver. After all my character had been through, myself, my real self, loathed these men who tortured me. But the story was written based on true victims' testimony. Many of them forgave their torture. This spirit of compassion is what the dictators are really afraid of. These victims are peaceful. They're not moved by hatred, no matter how much violence is inflicted on them. They do not let themselves be corrupted. And this is my hope for the future of China. There are still so many people there who dare to risk their lives to speak up for their fellow countrymen suffering. Let us do our part to be worthy of their sacrifice and their courage. You don't need to be an actor to put yourself in these people's shoes. You don't need to be an actor to share their stories. But if you can take action, we'll be so very grateful. Thank you very much.